Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi, everybody. This is Trista with the AFOG podcast. We are back. I'm so excited. I do have to say, though, that I am very sad because my co-host, Bob Guinea, is not here today. We are dividing and conquering in terms of the podcast, where he is in Carmel, and you guys can edit this out if you need to. He's in Carmel interviewing Zach, and I am home and am getting the chance to interview Jesse. Jesse is our host with the most, who was our first Canadian bachelor, and I'm really excited to just chat with him. We have not talked since he got his job, we have not talked since he became the Bachelor host and the Bachelorette host and the Bachelor in Paradise host. Pretty good gig, if you ask me. I'm sure he's having a lot of fun, but I want to talk to him all about how he's liking it, his personal life, and of course, this season of The Bachelor. And here we go.
It's good seeing you, by the way.
Oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. I'm so excited to chat. We have not been able to chat since, you know, actually, okay, please remind me because I'm a little bit older than you. So please show me some grace because I have memory issues. Have we met before?
I think we have officially met very, very quickly once somewhere with Ryan, but we have never done this together in like a professional capacity.
Yeah, or had an extended conversation. I know I would have remembered that, but yeah, if we said hi, I apologize. I mean, I'm so bad these days, Jesse. I don't remember my name sometimes. No,
as we get older, trust me. I think I'm always blaming football concussions on my failure.
Right, as you memory. Should.
Right. Yeah. So I have something to fall back on that way. But I'll tell you, man, it's crazy. I was just thinking about this earlier. It is like it's amazing how many seasons have happened since you and I were both on this thing and how it's just changed and evolved so much. It's crazy. It's insane.
I know. I was actually doing a bunch of interviews this morning and that was a question. How has it changed? And I mean, there's so many ways that it's changed. It's hard to like come up with one profound answer. But how do you feel like it's changed because your seat has changed? You know, you went from being the guy as the bachelor to being the, what are we going to call it? The friend, the counselor, the obviously the host. But how do you feel like it's changed having that front row seat?
Yeah, well, you know, my role, as you said, it's looking at everything through a completely different lens, obviously, right? I don't know. Like, I just feel like, you know, from my time as being The Bachelor, I feel like the budget of the show is way bigger. I feel like people are going on way better.
Way bigger.
Way better adventures. Like, I got to ride an elephant, which was awesome. That was like the pinnacle. Versus like Zach, who's like, you know, these people are now taking like helicopter rides and landing on yachts and like the Mediterranean. So those are things I never saw. And I think too, like just Bachelor Nation has grown and grown and grown. And with the advent of social media that obviously wasn't around when I did it, it's just made it an entirely different platform. And it's just the scope of everything now, I just think is so, so much bigger and different.
Huge. You're so right. I mean, the budget in particular. I was just laughing earlier today because Ryan and I went to Seattle.
Which is awesome. I love Seattle.
I love Seattle.
You're throwing fish in the Pike Market.
I would not have turned down flying on a helicopter and landing on a yacht in the Eczemas or in Australia or you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I know what
you're
you mean.
So right.
First hand, yeah,
I know
what
you
mean.
Know.
Heck yeah. Damn.
I know it. Okay, so you had some pretty big shoes to fill, clearly, with Harrison. First of all, have you talked to him?
I haven't talked to him, no. I'm really happy for him, though. Yeah, I know he's got his new podcast. I haven't listened to it, but if anyone's able to talk about pop culture, I know he's a huge fan of that. So I'm just really happy for him and wish him the best on his next venture. Yeah.
Of course. Did you feel like pressure coming into that position, considering Harrison had been doing it for so long? And I feel like the people, Bachelor Nation, were, you know, there were a lot of people who were upset. Did you feel pressure or how did you feel taking that position?
I try to come in and just be myself. You know, I think I have a lot of my football background to sort of lean on for that. At times when you go to different teams and, you know, fans are used to a certain player who's playing your position, and all you can really do is just sort of go in and be yourself and not try to be somebody else. So, you know, obviously as a fan of the franchise, you know, having been The Bachelor and then having watched for years and years and years, I sort of you know, really decided to come in and just really try to be myself, you know, and try to own it the best I could, just being me, because I thought that would be the most authentic thing and that would come across the most natural. So, you know, obviously I'm still figuring it out, right? It's still so new to me in so many different ways. And, you know, this season of The Bachelor for me hosting is a lot different than when I hosted with Clayton as The Bachelor.
Tell me why it's different.
Well, I think the bachelors are different. The personalities are different. The casts are different. And, you know, it's, I think when you're a host, you wear so many different hats. Mm-hmm. I feel like with Zach, you know, I've had to sort of learn that, you know, when to wear a certain hat at different times, for instance. Mm-hmm. Zach's, you know, this is a really emotional season.
Is it?
Yeah, it's easily the most emotional that I'd hosted. And I think a big part of that is because how intentional everybody is. I think what made this very unique for me, at least, was how many women got out of the limo and looked at Zach and said, "Hey, I'm really happy it's you," or "I'm here because of you." And yeah. I know Zach has really sort of, as people have seen, I think through the first two episodes, he's really gone out of his way to try to give as many women as he could time. He wants mm-hmm. to get to know as many as possible. He took everybody on a date this past episode. So, okay. You know, he's really intent on making this work and finding his person. But I think a lot of the drama that unfolds throughout the course of this year, I think is very organic in the sense that it's not necessarily cattiness. It's people falling in love and people getting their hearts broken. And I think goodbyes for Zach are really tough. He's the type of guy that just does not want to hurt anybody's feelings. And so for me, you know, when past leads would say a goodbye, they would just sort of say a goodbye. And it was a tough moment. They'd kind of head back on in the mansion and kind of collect everybody and tell them where we're off to next. With Zach, he really like felt the moment. And, you know, there's times people will see as we move along when there's a goodbye, whether it's planned or it's not planned, whether it happens after a rose ceremony or it happens premature to a rose ceremony somewhere, we'll see. The further he goes, the harder he takes it. And he really needs time to sort of collect himself. And he sort of is present. He's in the moment. And it was some of those moments where sometimes, you know, you got to kind of as a host go back in there and be a shoulder to cry on. You got to give the guy a hug sometimes. And so it was just a different overall feel based on the fact that Zach is authentic to himself. He's his own guy. And it was a bit of a different journey than some of the others that I've hosted so far.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are there times when you want to jump in and go do something when the and are you a producer at this point?
No.
Okay. So are there times when you want to jump in and do something different than the producer, or has there been a time like that where you've wanted to do something and it hasn't been something that the producers have said that you can do? Any moments like that?
Yeah, I think I haven't had too many of those. I would say that what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to be as mindful as I can about this, is just not making it about myself. And always trying to interject with my advice, because it's not about me, you know, it's about Zach and it's about the women. I mean, it's about the women as much as it is about Zach. It's their journey too. And so, the journey kind of, it takes itself out on its own course and it goes where it will. Zach's journey certainly does not go totally how he thinks it's going to go. And there are a bunch of twists and turns and things that he's not prepared for. He's got a lot of difficult decisions still ahead of him. My job is to try to be there and be a confidant for him and to be an ally and a voice of reason and to give advice if Zach wants it and wants to ask for it. Zach, and by the way, he does do that. And obviously he also has Sean, who's there for him as well, to sort of, to give him some added perspective. But, you know, I think as the host, you got to be careful not to constantly be jumping in, you know, and because you know, I don't want to derail, you know, where Zach's going. And by the way, you know, things that I think Zach should do aren't necessarily right for Zach. Zach knows himself better and what he wants than I do.
Of course.
And so I'm always trying to be sort of thoughtful and aware of that.
Just available if he needs you.
Always there. And there's, you know, and there are times certainly that I do have to go in and be there for him, no doubt, and interject. But I think you have to pick those moments carefully and thoughtfully.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't need Zach thinking I'm always like peeking over his shoulder and I'm hiding in the bushes, like ready to jump in and like save the guy. It's like, you know, you're proud of him. You want him to go out and do it. But, you know, but you got to let him figure it out for himself, too.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so what has been your favorite part of this new job for you?
I think it's just meeting the people. I just love people. I love being around them and I love getting to know them. And so, you know, it's that to me has been a lot of fun. And I've stayed in touch with a lot of them. And so it's really, really cool. It's fun sometimes to be on a season and then see them again in Paradise and kind of see where that goes. And, you know, try to help people, you know, find their person and find love. And we've been successful in doing that as well. And then I have to say, because we've already touched on it, but travel doesn't suck.
No kidding, right?
it's a totally new That's thing. So, it's great. I know.
Where all the have things you been I wish we go? Could have done.
Well, yes! Well, I mean, this season on Zach's season, he hit like the jackpot when it came to travel. So, you know, when we leave California, we go to the Bahamas and we go to London and we go to Estonia, a place the show has never been in 27 seasons.
I don't even know where that is.
It's like Eastern Europe. It's like close to Latvia and Riga on the Bay of Finland. It's like right across from Finland. I've actually been there before. It's an amazing place. So I was really excited for Zach on that. And then we also go to Budapest, which is this incredibly beautiful and charming old city with tons of history.
Love it.
Yeah. Zach like totally lucked out. These are things that you and I never got to do.
We did not.
Pacific Northwest is great. I just, you know, Zach gets to sort of broaden his eyes.
I'm not cutting on Seattle, but I definitely would have loved to go to Budapest. Okay, compared to ESPN, because you have hosted or commentated or been an analyst on ESPN. So comparing ESPN to The Bachelor, what's your fave? Like, if you had to pick one, what would you do?
I don't know. It's like hard because like football is my wheelhouse. It's what I've always done. And I've been doing, you know, I've been working at ESPN for 17 years now.
You have?
It's crazy. Yeah, I've been there a long time. And I love it. I love football. And it's like, my role really is an analytical role. You talk about football. You talk about what you see. You give your opinions on that. You do it in 45-second sound bites. It's all live, all the time. And then you're out. Yeah. Where this is like a totally different animal. And I think what I love about this is that, you know, because I'm so new at it still, I still get nervous. I still have those feels, you know, but I'm fanning out as well because, you know, having been The Bachelor and having been a fan of the franchise, I just love where I am and I love what I'm doing and I love the people. And like we talked about earlier, you wear so many different hats. It's never so much analytical. It's being a therapist at times, you know, being a shoulder to cry on, being a cheerleader, giving advice, being a mentor. All those different things are really, really fun. So I'm lucky that I get to do both at the same time. And it's balance and play off each other so well.
They are incredible jobs. I mean, I know that my husband, when you were announced as working in college football, he was, you know, I feel like he would have so much fun at that job. Actually, to the point that he was like, you should go do that. I'm like, no way. I know nothing about football compared to you. And I would be horrible as
you would be great at it. You would be amazing.
Oh, you're sweet, but no you would be way. Incredible.
Listen, I know Ryan a little bit because my football agent also knows Ryan, Peter Schaefer from Colorado.
You are Peter Schaefer's client?
Yes. He was my agent when I played football.
I know.
It's like 6 degrees of separation. So I've known all about Ryan and how much he loves football, but I can tell right away you're super talented. If you ever wanted to do it, that would be something you'd be amazing at.
Oh, you're the sweetest. But yeah, no, there's no way I would stress out too much. Like it comes naturally to guys like you and Ryan who have played in the NFL. Like it comes naturally. You did it for so long. It's part of who you are. For me, I could commentate on a dance competition, but not a football game. Nope, not for me, but I'll leave it to you guys, the pros. Okay, so I think this is something that I would worry about as a host is if I said something, because I do this, everyone does this, right? You go to a party, you're talking to somebody and you say something that you're like, why did I say that? Or you think about it like an hour later the next day and you're like, oh, that just makes me want to cringe that I said that. Is there anything that you've said so far or in a way that you've said it that you've just totally regretted saying it or cringed at the fact that you said it?
It's hard. I mean, I in general hate seeing myself on TV. I was like it when I played football. I hate it. When I played football, I used to hate watching myself play back. And when I see myself on ESPN after, I absolutely hate it. I hate my voice. I hate the way I say things. It's not how I think I sound.
Yes.
Because what I've learned is it's never as good as you thought. Like there were times when I played, or there's times I say things and I'm like, heck yeah, that was smooth. That was a host. You, my friend, are a host. And then I watch it back and replay and I'm like, that was so basic. That sent, there was nothing about that that was unique or special.
Yes.
Why did you think it was so good? But what I've also learned is, while it's never as good as you think, it's also never quite as bad as you think too.
You're so right.
There ever are times where you kind of say something or you set something up or, you know, you're, you know, whatever it is on the show, like the things I get really fired up for, this is probably really a stupid thing, but you know, when you go in and, you know, when you drop the date card sometimes when the women or the guys are all in the room and you're telling them where they're flying to next and you're, it's going to be a big reveal and it's going to be like this really incredible international destination. Everybody go pack your bags and get out because your flight leaves in an hour. Let's go.
Yes.
Like, in my mind, I always make it sound like I think I'm making it seem like it's just this huge, amazing thing. And sometimes I watch it back and I'm like, you really sort of let your foot off the gas on that one. Like you didn't really like drive it home. You know, and I know part of it is the fact that normally we've had a rose ceremony the night before and you've like slept for like 3 hours, maybe when you go back in the mansion to tell everybody. So it's like you're like stumbling in, everybody's half awake and they have to go pack. But I always wish like I would deliver that with a lot more oomph. We'll see how it goes on Zach's season, because like I'm fired up for them because they're getting to go to these amazing places. And so hopefully it comes across better. But it's again, never as good as I thought, never quite as bad also.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. I think you're right. I remember hearing something from someone about don't worry too much about what other people think because they really aren't thinking that much about you. You know, like, don't worry so much. It's all good, you know, just do you. And okay, so I would love to know like about you personally. Obviously, you being on the show as the host, we don't get to know a lot about who Jesse is and you're like day to day. I would love to know how you met your wife and tell me a little bit about her.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm super lucky. I'm married to this amazing woman who's way out of my league. And I met Emily. Emily's from Brazil and she lived in New York City for 11 years. I was there for 21 years. I stuck around after I played during all my different TV stuff. And I actually met Emily in a very organic way, which I'm really happy about. I met her at a boxing class, actually, in New York City. Yeah. So I watched this gorgeous woman, all sweaty, and she was punching this bag and she was just beating the crap out of it. And I was so turned on, but I was also kind of scared. And it was like this like fine line in the middle. And I was like, man, if I'm ever lucky enough to date this woman, I am never going to lie to her.
Right. Good.
And so that's kind of how it started. Yeah. It's just kind of how it started. And our first date was a boxing class. And then it kind of evolved to protein shakes and then lunches. Emily really slow played me. She really kind of wanted to see what I was about. And, you know, here we are like almost 6 years later. And she's still putting up with me. So it's great.
Aw, stop. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you speak French to her, she's like a puddle.
she's it's like when she speaks Portuguese to me, I love it when she speaks to her parents or her friends. You're just sort of sitting there and you're like in a coma. Just you probably just called me a bunch of bad names, but I don't care. It sounds amazing.
Who cares?
It's amazing. Your lunch order is making me drool. It's just fantastic.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you guys based out of New York still?
We moved to Miami, actually, back in April.
Oh, amazing.
Emily was over the cold weather.
Oh, that's amazing. I actually lived in Miami for 7 years. I went to University of Miami and danced for the Heat. I
did not know that. Wow.
Where were you living when you were there? Coral Gables. So I stayed close to school and then I worked at Miami Children's Hospital, which it's called something else now. It's the Children's Hospital there. But I was like 5 minutes away from work, which was amazing.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
It was fun. They actually just announced that we're having a reunion in March where all of the Heat dancers are going to come and we get to dance on the court and just reunite. And I'm trying to make it work. I don't know, but I'll let you know if we come to Miami. I would love to see you. Do you ever bump into Ashley or JP?
I do not, since I've been down there. And I also haven't been there a ton, too. It's like with the schedule, I'm sort of there for a couple of days and I'm gone. But Emily is so happy. We're close to the beach and we've got the dog and she walks the dog into the water every morning. And it's just like paradise. Yeah, it's great.
Love it. Has she been able to travel with you?
She has, which is really, really important for us in our relationship because I'm constantly on the go. And so what's really, really neat is that she gets to come out to LA when we're filming in LA. And then on some of these trips we take, she's able to kind of pop out and join along. And so over the last year and a half, she's gotten to sort of meet everybody on the crew. And there's like, you know, the Bachelor crew, it's like 400 deep. There's so many people. And so there's a lot of familiarity there with her, which is really nice. Meeting people and our producers and like the camera people and the ops and audio and everyone that, that makes the show so great. She's kind of becoming, you know, sort of this extended part of that family, which has been really, really cool. And it's great for us to be able to spend that time away from home too.
Yeah, of course. I think it's so important to get away. And like I said, I was doing some interviews this morning and people were celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary in December. And, you know, the question has come up, what's your secret, or, you know, how do you keep going? And I think it's all about prioritization and making sure that your relationship is at the top of the list. You know, when you're traveling, you try to do stuff together. When you are home, you try to do stuff together, and just making sure that each other knows that.
That's such great advice.
Yeah, you are each other's top priority. I think that's the best way to go about life and make sure that you're happy. So are you guys looking to expand your family at all in the
more
future?
Dogs?
Is that something? More dogs! Yay!
No, we've talked about, we would love to have kids. And so I think we're sort of both at a point where we're ready to have little Jessies and Emilys running around. So we're you know, we're excited and hopeful, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right? I mean, she's got a busy schedule following you around, but hopefully you can have little bachelor babies. And
I've waited a long time to do this. I mean, it took me a lot of years to finally get down on the knees. So I feel like it's time to kind of hustle it up a little bit, start getting some little ones running around the house. Yeah. I have two younger brothers.
Okay.
I don't have kids. So I got to catch
up. Do they have kids?
Yes. I have four nephews.
Oh, so your parents are like, okay, it's time.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Time for a little girl. That would be great.
Oh, yes. Would you be, you know, I hate saying this because as a parent, you can't pick a favorite. And when I was pregnant, everyone's like, what do you hope you would have? I just wanted a healthy baby. But do you feel like being a girl dad would be, you know, in your wheelhouse? Or would you rather throw a football with a little boy?
I mean, you hit it on the head. For me, it would just be if we had a you know, at this point, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take any.
Yeah.
Totally take anything.
And hey, you can have a daughter and throw the football with the daughter.
Totally. I would love to have a little baby girl. And because I know I would be a total daddy's girl, and she would have me wrapped around her finger, and I would do it. Without any hesitation. We just somehow don't make a lot of girls in our family. I have two brothers. My brother has three boys. My other brother has a boy. So something's got to give. I think it's me. I'm going to manifest this.
You're going to manifest daughters. It. Do it right now. Yes. Every night you're just going to think about it. Okay, swimmers.
That's right.
This is your job.
Let's go. You got one job.
Let's go.
One job.
Okay, I want to end on Zach's season. Give us a little tease, if you will. Obviously, I know you can't spoil anything. It comes with a job. But is there something you can tell us that you haven't told anyone else, or something you can tell us about this season that is super exciting that will get people to listen to this podcast?
Well, you know, like for me, like I kind of feel, and why I'm so excited about this season, especially for Bachelor fans out there and people that have been watching the show a long time, including when we were on the show, is that I think this is going to feel very nostalgic to a lot of them. This season really is a throwback in the sense that it is so much more about the love story and less about the drama. There absolutely is drama, no doubt about it. And you can't avoid that, but that's not going to be the prevailing overriding theme of this season. We know Zach's intentions on being there, and these women are very intent as well. They can't, you know, they really are there for Zach. And so, like we were talking about earlier, it's extremely emotional. And you know, we're sort of going to ride the lightning and ride the wave here with Zach as he tries to navigate all of this. But, you know, his sole main focus is finding love. He's not there to play the drama. You kind of saw that in this most recent episode. Zach's able to make decisions and not let things mm-hmm. manifest and fester. He can step up. He can make tough decisions and move on. I think that's endearing him right now a lot with a lot of the women in the house. I just spoke with Zach. I can't give the ending away. Zach is extremely happy and he wouldn't change anything about how this journey unfolds. So there's just a lot of kind of old Bachelor vibes going on. We got the Bachelor Bowl coming up in the next episode, which is something that's become synonymous with the franchise. There's a massive pool party, which we had on my season at the mansion when I was the Bachelor. Zach's about to partake in that coming up as well. And there's just, you know, I think people are just going to sort of see and feel a lot of the love, which really at the core of this show, that's what it is about. That's what it should be about.
Yes.
I think we're really sort of getting back to that on this season.
Good. That's why I've always watched. I feel like I love love and I love to see a love story unfold and root for the couple and, you know, see how it pans out after the show. So I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I wish only the best for every single person who has filled the shoes that we have been lucky enough to Bill Pryor, and I hope that for Zach too. So thank you so much. I do have one last question. So do you think you can put a word in that, you know, Sean Lowe is great and all, and he's successful in his relationship and, you know, he's got kids and they're very happy. What about me? Like, dude, hello.
You're on. I will be the messenger for you. You're ready.
No, I'm like, dude, they must have something against me. I must have done something wrong because I am never asked to come back. And, you know, Zach was like, oh, Sean's been married for however long. I can't remember how long he's been married for. And he's super successful in his relationship. And I'm like, yeah, I know, me too. But wah, wah.
What? I was on it way before that. I'm just over here. I'm just over here. I'm getting ready for a dance reunion.
Waiting for the phone call.
I know. I'll totally be the messenger for you. I'll put a good word in. I thought you were going to ask me for a job at ESPN. I was like, yes, absolutely. We'll put you on the sideline.
My husband would die. He would be so excited. Oh, my goodness. Jesse, thank you so much for your time, for your energy. Yeah. I think you're doing a great job. It's great to watch you. And I'm glad you're there to support our new little siblings.
Our new little siblings. This is the little gaffers running all over.
That's right.
Well, it's so great being on with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. We'll see ya.
All right. Cool. Have a great day. Have fun in those interviews.
Oh, yeah. Bye. You're the high point. We'll see ya.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.